The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Thank you for joining me this morning for another day in the life of a local real estate agent here in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia real estate market. My name is Eric Stewart. For 34 years, I've been selling homes, and I've sold over 3,600 homes in those 34 years. This year, about 80 homes under contract. No expired listings for the last few years, none, zero. We do not let our clients go. We get them where they need to go. We communicate with excellence through the process, and our goal is to help our clients achieve their dreams in the process of selling and buying. So today I am here to share several important considerations for you as a home seller as you're evaluating whether you should buy or not, or how to approach that. Number one, I want to cover when you're trying to find the home that you're going to move to and you're afraid of owning two homes or none at all. Okay, so if you have thought about trying to buy and need to sell in order to get the money out, how do you approach that without owning two homes or none at all? First, cover that on the first half of the show. Second half, we have our Senior Solutions team coverage on hoarding and how to handle hoarding in your family when you are the son or daughter or have somebody in your family who is a hoarder and don't know how to meet them where they are effectively. And we'll also have our Senior Moments Radio Theater, episode 9 today. So this has been a lot of fun. It's 10 parts, and it is tongue-in-cheek, how to shop for a retirement community. I hope you'll enjoy it. First, let's talk specifically about how you buy and sell in this market. One of our clients hired us to help them find a home and also to help them sell their property. The challenge that they're facing in this current climate is that the homes that they want to go to are selling very, very quickly to the point where they need to get the cash out of their existing home in order to be able to buy non-contingent on the house they want to purchase. They can't compete with non-contingent offers that are being made on these other properties. They can't compete with them. There's nothing they can do. You walk in with a contingency on the sale of your home trying to buy another piece of real estate, it's like a half-loaded gun. You're either unloaded or you're loaded, but in this way you're kind of loaded but not really sure. And as a home seller, you don't want to take an offer from somebody who has a contingency on the sale of their property, right? Because now you're waiting for them to sell their house, and guess what? You have no control over that home seller, who's your buyer, the agent that they hire, pricing, and all those things. So as a home seller slash buyer trying to buy, you need to first of all identify the target that you want to go to by visiting 3, 6, 10 different properties, getting the full confidence that what you want in a home is available and that you could purchase it if it was available after you have your home sold. You've got to get to that comfort place. If you don't, you'll drive yourself crazy because you'll try to get your house under contract to purchase and then not be able to beat the competition and never get your home on the market. And it's an emotionally exhausting process. If you've been through it, you know what I'm talking about. If you're in the middle of it, you know what I'm talking about. It is better for us to approach getting the target clear. Where am I going to go to? What is it that I really want? And knowing, okay, there are opportunities out there for me. And as long as we get to that point, we can turn around and put our home on the market, the house that needs to be sold to get the equity, we can put that on the market, go to contract, and build enough time after we get a contract for that home seller slash buyer to turn around and be able to find a home to move to. But what's the fear? What's your fear in that scenario? You get your house under contract, now you go shopping for a house and you can't find one all of a sudden. Now there's no houses out there when you go looking at that point. That's the big fear. Well, here's how to structure this in a way that overcomes the fear 95% of the time, but handles the fear the other 5%. We overcome the fear because if you got a contract, and let me give an example that I'm just making up in the moment. Let's pretend that you were putting your home on the market 2 weeks from now. And within a week, you have a contract on your current home, and the price is excellent. You love the terms. But again, you still want to be able to buy another property. Why don't we agree to settle 45 days later, which is pretty common? That's the end of June then. If we're going on the market the middle of May, the end of June would be the settlement date for the sale of your home. And then you'll rent your property back for up to 60 days. That's allowed in conventional financing and FHA and VA financing. The previous owner can stay in the property for up to 60 days without it turning into a landlord lease arrangement. A rent back means that you live in the home, you're just paying rent, the equity in your home is now in your bank account. So now you're in a position of not having to worry about settling. You can now write a contract at any time, write an offer at any time that you hope will become a contract, because it's an offer to purchase until all parties have signed, at which point it becomes a contract. You want to have enough time to shop and at least have a really solid chance of finding another home once you get your contract ratified. So it's now 2 weeks from now, your home goes on the market. Within 5 or 6 or 7 days, you have accepted an offer and therefore it becomes a contract. Settlement is at the end of June, and we put in a rent back for 60 days so that you have the ability to stay through the month of August for the sole purpose of you shopping now for the next house in a non-contingent fashion. Now, between the middle of May and the end of June, you're going to be contingent upon settlement, but not upon sale. Very big difference. As a listing agent, I can accept somebody else settling their property if they've already gone through the home inspection, the homeowners association review period or condo review period, the appraisal on the sale of the property has been done, and the buyer's loan has been conditionally approved subject to final verification. It's a 99.9% success rate that that settlement is going to occur. So if you're the one who's sold their property, you've accepted the offer in the middle of May, you're settling at the end of June, you probably can't make an offer, a clean offer subject to settlement until 2 weeks after that, which would be the 1st of June, 2nd, 3rd, or 4th of June, somewhere in there. Okay? At that point in time, you're now making offers subject to a settlement that's going to occur at the end of that month, and all of the major contingencies have been removed on the sale of your property. And unless you're competing with somebody who's got cash in the bank, I can write you a winning offer. Okay? I can write you a winning offer. I just helped a buyer moving here from Spain, wonderful Navy doctor moving from Spain, purchase a townhome. Yes, he had to beat out 16 other buyers to get the house, but we wrote the offer to win. Same thing happened on another property at $1.3 million. Helped that buyer beat out multiple other buyers because of how we structured the offer. We know how to structure offers. Whether you're buying, you know, in Winchester, Virginia, or whether you're buying in Fredericksburg, Virginia, Chesapeake Beach, or all the way up towards the north, north of Thurmont, our main focus is right around the DMV as a group, but we have affiliate brokers who work with us all over the place, and they know how to write contracts. We know how to coach them through that when you're trying to write a winning offer, and we can help you find a good broker that might be a little further away than where we are naturally identified if we need to, just to give you that excellent quality of service. So let's review real quickly. You are trying to buy another home. You put your home on the market after you've gone out and seen and gotten a taste that there are things that you might be interested in. You get that offer. Once you get into the early part of June, you then still have 2 full months of shopping that you can do to find a home. and still settle by the end of August on your purchase and move one time. The 5% is being prepared for the potential of spending $3,000 extra to go into a short-term rental. But the odds, 20 to 1, you'll find a home to move to, and it will all work out beautifully. If you're looking for those kinds of ideas, give me a call today at our toll-free number, 1-800-900-9104. Don't forget that. You can also find me at ericstewartgroup.com. It's time for Stuart Rosenthal in the Beacon Bit. Stuart, good morning. How are you today? What's going on, sir?
Doing very well, Eric. Thanks so much. We have some interesting stories, of course, in this month's issue of the Beacon. So I thought I'd start with a health one that's a little bit shocking, perhaps. We may all know that air pollution does cause lung disease and heart disease and you know, emphysema and asthma. Those kinds of things are connected to air pollution. But scientists wondered if also the rising rates of Alzheimer's and other kinds of dementia might be connected to air pollution. So in the last few years, three studies have been conducted, one in China, one in London, and one in America. And not too surprisingly, all three show a correlation between those people who live in the areas and breathe the highest rates of pollution and those who have the highest rates of cognitive disorder and dementias. So there does seem to be a connection there as well.
Fascinating. Wow. The Beacon newspaper is a wonderful publication. It's printed and delivered across the whole DMV. You can pick up a free copy at many locations. If you want to read it online, go to thebeaconnewspapers.com. And every month they bring excellent, interesting articles just like that. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk about hoarding right after this.